When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, Alderman Brendan Riley is here. We are waiting with bated breath for the move into Phase 5 of the reopening. Alderman, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I would imagine that we'll be welcome downtown when the restrictions are gone.
Absolutely. Just a few more hours we have to wait here. I know that certainly downtown residents are excited for it. Business owners sure are. And obviously it's going to be a slow ramp up to get our economy back. But, you know, my hope is that by fall, things are going to feel a lot like they did before COVID.
Are you expecting restaurants to be pretty filled right away?
I suspect so. Obviously, the weather is certainly our friend, too. Well, we've seen even last weekend, a whole week ahead of the restrictions going away, the outdoor dining that we've set up throughout the city was jam-packed. So I suspect we'll see more of that this weekend when the restrictions are lifted.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, just driving home, fantastic, and not leaving here around 7 or 7:15. You know, you're dodging bicycles and pedestrians. It's just like the old days.
Yep, we're getting there.
You got to make sure you don't run over anyone.
True.
It's always a goal. Okay, so the mayor announced the Central City Recovery Roadmap today, where Michigan Avenue, parts of it will be closed, I think, on a Sunday, LaSalle Street as well, and State Street, too. What do you think of that proposal, and what are you expecting?
Well, we're going to have to still work out the details on those, but I know that the Chicago Loop Alliance and the Loop and the Mag Mile Association on Michigan Avenue are excited about it. I think these things help, draw more foot traffic and attention to our retail corridors, and I think that's certainly a help. I'd like to also see, as a component of the recovery plan, though, maybe a larger commitment to marketing and advertising dollars, and certainly placing a premium on improved security and safety downtown.
What do you?
But I do think the activation events will help.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. But and I know it's not finalized. But how? What's your vision of what this Michigan Avenue shutdown would be?
Well, it's certainly not my vision. But the Mag Mile Association has concepts that involve bringing food vendors to the area, basically shutting off, at least on the north end of the avenue, the block that runs between Water Tower and Shulman Park. So it's just really one block of street closure there. And then the events that would occur on the southern stretch of the Mag Mile would occur near the Wrigley Building and the Apple Store. But both would shut down the block for the day, and there'd be programming, special events, music would likely be a component. And then I believe food and samples and these sorts of things would be distributed.
I mean, it sounds almost like a neighborhood street fair.
That's kind of the idea. And, you know, we've seen our outdoor dining program. It's been a resounding success. And so the thought here is to do these street activations and draw off that success. For example, on LaSalle Street in the Loop, seems a little odd, but shutting down a block for outdoor dining at lunchtime, it's a little off the wall,
yeah.
But it gets people to look at our urban spaces a little differently, from a different perspective. Eating lunch in the middle of the street is not something a lot of folks get to do very often.
No, that's true.
So these things all help, but ultimately what's really going to drive our economic recovery is office workers coming back downtown to their jobs here. You know, we depend on about 600,000 office workers in the Loop every day pre-COVID. We need them back because they literally touch every corner of our economy when they're downtown. They're spending a lot of money, not just in restaurants, but with dry cleaners, cobblers, you name it. And all of those folks are eager to get that business back.
I was reading an op-ed piece, I think it was in Crain's, maybe last week or the week before, about what, it's important to revitalize Michigan Avenue and the Magnificent Mile. And I think the estimate I saw was that 20% of the storefronts along North Michigan Avenue are vacant. Is that accurate?
That is just about accurate. I think it's around 18%. But yeah, it's that's a big number. And there were a lot of casualties of COVID in the business community. Unfortunately, the Central Business District took a pretty good pounding over the last year. And unfortunately, we do have storefronts to fill. in the short term, the plan is to do some pop-up exhibits in storefronts to activate them at least. You may see some pop-up stores occupying storefronts for a few months at a time. But we are going to get creative. It's important that we, as we come through the recovery, get some momentum behind re-tenanting these storefronts and getting that business activity chugging again.
Is it? Are you able to quantify the what percentage was COVID and how the violent protests might have added to it or exacerbated that?
Well, certainly the civil unrest did nothing to help. And in some cases, I think it accelerated what was already happening to businesses during the COVID shutdown. So those two things happening at once was catastrophic. And I do think that that combination led to many of those empty storefronts that we're seeing today.
It's a tough thing because you've got to get the crowds on Michigan Avenue to attract the businesses, but you've got to have the businesses in many ways to attract the crowds.
That's right. And I think, you know, the way we're really going to get the crowds back in our retail corridors is reassuring people it's safe to come downtown and shop here. And so that's why the summer safety plan is going to be incredibly important. I still think there's a lot more work to be done on improving safety on our public transit system. That has, I think, devolved into chaos during COVID shutdown, but now we're expecting hundreds of thousands of people to use it every day to commute. So we need a much more visible police presence on our trains, not just on our platforms, but on our trains, to retake that system for the public. But that, I think, is going to be critical, is ensuring that downtown remains safe and friendly and welcoming.
Have you thought about e-scooters? Maybe e-scooters to be a way to draw people downtown?
Oh, good Lord. I'm not counted as a fan of the e-scooter. and actually, most of my colleagues, we had a committee hearing about e-scooters last week. Most of my colleagues didn't seem too keen on the idea either. For a lot of us, these ended up in trees, in my case, in the Chicago River, in the lake, on L platforms, everywhere where they shouldn't have been. And certainly they were ridden on sidewalks on the edge of my ward regularly. Most of those were actually prohibited in my area of the city, but where I have borders with other aldermanic wards, we did have those issues. And I know for folks that had them throughout their ward, they were very frustrated with their impact on the right-of-way and on safety.
So do you think they're doomed?
I don't know. A lot of folks own private scooters, and a decent number of those folks know well enough to not ride it on the sidewalk. But I think until the companies can, and they apparently are developing technology that prevents these things from working on sidewalks, until that's been perfected, I think we should go slow with this. Other big cities that embraced the e-scooters regretted it within months. And so if they can get these to function only on streets, sign me up. But as long as they're a threat to pedestrians on sidewalks, I'm just not interested.
All right, Alderman, one more question. You were attacked outside a bar earlier this year. The man who pleaded guilty to it was sentenced yesterday, 6 months supervision and community service. I just wonder what your thoughts are after that.
I'm glad that he pled guilty. I'm grateful to the police department and the detectives who did fantastic police work tracking this individual down. I was informed he did not have a prior criminal background. It sounds like he just had a really bad night at the bar. And so for me, I thought the most important thing I asked of the state's attorney was to, I didn't care so much about, tough sentencing. I wanted to make sure that this individual had to do some community service so that while he's doing that community service to better the neighborhood, he can think about what he did and make sure he doesn't do that to somebody else down the road.
Alderman Brendan Riley, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
Take care.
You bet. You're listening to the Afternoon News on 720 WGN.